Stop the Gemara. Amar Reb Chisa. Chobis lebal chob, makom shechad lachem, bada lemachokes Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabba. The shaila that we've had, that we've spoken about, whether chobis lebal chob, makom shechad lachem, is kano or lo kano. Reb Chisa says, that's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan wanted us to believe that it's lo kano. But he says it's a machlokes tanoim. What's the machlokes tanoim? The tanan. Mishalikei desapeyam. Mishnah Bav Metzia says, Misha Likid Esapeya, V'omer Harezo L'ploni Oni, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Zocha L'Rabbi Eliezer says that in this case, the Oni can be Zocha. What does that mean? Likid Esapeya, someone is Malakid Esapeya, someone collects Peya. We know there's a mitzvah to leave Peya on the side of the field. V'kutzuchem Esketzir Aitzuchem, Lo Sechala Pasodcha, Liktzor V'leke Ketzircha Lo Selakeit, Lo Oni V'lager Tazavot. There's a mitzvah to leave Leket Chikhu Peya, to leave Matnes Aniyim, on the side of the field. So now the question is, if you didn't leave it for the Ani, but rather you collected it yourself, who's yourself? So Rashi says, Mishalike Balabayas Beis Hei, that's not Baruch Hashem. Right? Balabayas Oshir, Shalike Esapeya, the Balabayas Oshir, the one who owns the field, was Like Esapeya, he collected the pay on behalf of the Aniyim. V'hainu Mokam Shechav L'Aniyim, that's the Tovus L'Bachav Mokam Shechav L'Chem. It's a chutz for this ani that the Balabais is collecting for, and it's a chov for all the other ani. Zokter Belezer, Zochalo. Zochalo. The ani is Zochalo. The Chachamim Omim, no. Yitnenu la'ani hanim tzarishon. The Chachamim say that the ani is not going to be Zochalo. Zokter Chista, what do you see? What's this machlokes? Belezer and the Chachamim are arguing whether Tovis Lubachav, Mokam Shechav Lachem, is Kana Zochalo, or maybe it's Lo Kana. Maybe this ani was not kona, so you have to give it to the first ani that you find. So Amar Amei Marvitema Rav Papa. So other Amaroim responded, no, maybe there's no connection. Dilmalohi Ad Kamloka Amar Rav Elezer Hasam Rav Emidu Di Boy Machkel Lahu Lenifse Rabbi Ani Bechazi Leyu Migod Zachli Nafshe Zachin Ani Lachavre. Rav Papa suggests what that maybe Rav Elezer held Zachalo not because he holds that Tovis Lebachol Bakam Shechab Lachem Kon. No, maybe he admits that lo kon. Tovis lebachav makam shechab lachem lo kon. Aye, so why does he say over there that the ani is zocha? He's zocha because of a migul. Migul dibay mafka lehula nichse v'havi ani v'chazi lei. It could be mafkir's nechasim. The balabayas osher could be mafkir's nechasim, and then he could be zocha to pay himself. Umigul dezochi le lenafshi zochi nami lechavre. It's a double migul he's learning. This is not the migul of Bava Basra. There's no Nemonis Baldin Betanoso, Rebu Chanan, Chelek Ben. This is not. It's a different migul. It's just since he has the koch, right? Migul de Zoch Lanavshi Zoch in Amel Achavim. It's a different type of migul. So migul, first of all, he could be mafkir as nechosim. And after being mafkir as nechosim, that's not enough, but migul de Zoch Lanavshi Zoch in Amel Achavim. Rebu Lezer holds that trey migul amrina. You say trey migul? And why would the Chachamim say, Yitnenu La'ani Anim Tzerishon? So maybe they argue goof about this point. Maybe they argue and they say that we can say chad migul, we don't say trey migul. Right? That's how the Gemara Bav Metzia explains. Right? The Gemara Bav Metzia quotes Ula on that Mishnah. Ula wants to say that the machlokas tanaim is whether we say trey migul, we say chad migul. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, machlokas may osher la'ani. The Rebbe Lezer Sover, Migu Dibay Mavke Nichse Vavi Oni V'Chazilei Hashnami Chazilei V'Migu Dizach L'Nafshi Zachin Ami L'Chavrin V'Rabbanan Savri Chad Migu Aminan Shrei Migu Lo Aminan. Ula wants to say that the whole machlokes is whether an Osher can be Zocha for an Oni. The Balabai's Osher can be Zocha for the Oni. Right? Because the machlokes is, do we say Shrei Migu or do we not say Shrei Migu? Avol me oni lo oni divya kol zochalo me oni lo oni. Everyone would say, even the chachamim would say that you could be zocha. The migul zocha nafshi zochi nami lachaber. Ula learns the whole machlokas is whether we say trey migul or we only say chad migul. That's the machlokas. Has nothing to do with tovis lebachol makom shechav lachem. So that's Rav Papa's shita, right? Rav Papa, actually the first part of his shita, he's saying maybe everyone holds tovis lebachol makom shechav lachem. Lo kana. Rebbe Lezer just says that here is different because Migud Zachin Lanafshi Zachin Ami Lachavre. Right? Maybe even by Tovis Lebalchov and Makam Shachav Lachem, Mika the Zachar and Afshi Zachar and Amalachar, it would also work, as we pointed out, right? Maybe really Tovis Lebalchov, Makam Shachav Lachem, Lo Kana, but if you can say a Migu, then Itaka would work. We saw that in the Rishonim. Then maybe Migu the Zachar and Afshi Zachar and Amalachar works even by Tovis Lebalchov, Makam Shachav Lachem. And maybe the Chachamim just argue, May Osher La'oni, because they claim that you can't say Tre Migu, but if it would be Chad Migu, they would also admit. Maybe everyone holds Tovis Lebalchov, Makam Shachav Lacherim, Lo Kana. But if you can say a Migu, then we would say Kana. That the Shaila is, do we say Tre Migu, or do we only say Chad Migu? That's one Dechiyah Rapapa has. I can look at me Rabbana, and Hasim El Dechsev Lo Salakid La'oni. Lo Salakid Lo La'oni. Abel Hacha Lo. The other way to look at it is maybe even the Chachamim, who say Yidnanu La'ani Anim Tzarisha, maybe even the Chachamim admit that what? The Tovitz Lebalchov Makam Shechav Lachayim Kona. Right? The flip side, right? Maybe everyone holds Tovitz Lebalchov Makam Shechav Lachayim Kona. But there the Chachamim say, by Peya, they say it's all different, because the Pasuk says, Lo Salakid La'ani. The Pasuk doesn't really say that. The Pasuk says, Lo Salakid. Leke ketzir chalos ulakid, la'oni v'lager tazov osan. But it's a drasha. Chazal had a drasha, lo salake la'oni, that the oni is muzer al shalo. Right? That the money, that the oni is not able to be malake. I'm sorry, let's say this better. Lo salake lo la'oni means you can't be malake for the oni. Right? You can't be malake for the oni. You can't be malake for the oni has to collect himself. Abel hochalo? But here, by Tovis Lebalchov Makam Shechav Lachem, maybe the Chachamim would say Kona. The Rabbi Elezer, Hailo Salakid my Avid Le, Miboyle Lahazir Laoni Al Shalom. Rabbi Elezer also has to learn Lo Salakid Laoni. So how can he claim that you could be Malakid on behalf of the Oni? So he says, no, Lo Salakid Laoni is saying that the Balabayis was in Oni, so he can't collect his own payah, right? He can't collect payah from his own field. Rashi, lahazir oni ashalo, oni haroi little payah, v'yesh lo sodin, his hirakosiv lo'aniach v'payah. There's a chiyuv for the balabayas, who's an oni, to leave payah on his own field. Let's say he has a small field. He's still an oni, he's shayach to matnes anin. Right? He can collect leka tshirchu payah. But he can't collect leka tshirchu payah from his own field. It's a special drasha, lahazir oni ashalo. The Chachamim say Lo Salake La'oni teaches me that you can't collect for an Oni. The Oni has to do it himself. But Elezer says, no, it teaches me that the Oni who owns the field has to leave payah from his own field. But it doesn't necessarily, there's no machlokes here, Rebbe Elezer and the Chachamim, where the Tovitz Lebalchov Makam Shechav Lachayim Kona Lo Kona. They both say what? They both say Kona. But here, there's a special drasha by Peah. The Chachamim said there's a special drasha by Peah, lo salakid la'oni, that you can't collect for another oni. Rebbe Elezer doesn't learn the drasha like that, so therefore he's free to say that zochala, that the oni is able to be caught. Okay, so there's a back and forth in the Gemara, machlokas tamaroyim, whether this machlokas tanoim revolves around whether tovis lebachal makam shechav lachem kona lo kona, or maybe the machlokas is different. Maybe it's a machlokas about whether we can say Tre Migu or we can only say Chad Migu, or maybe it's a special machlokas how to learn a pasuk in the context of Pei. Okay, now that's the basic sugya. So comes Rashi over here. We saw the Rashi already. Rashi says, what's the machlokas or Belez and Chacham about? What's the case? So we're talking about Balabayas Osher, that the Balabayas was Malakit the Pei. Right, Rebbe Elezer holds Zachalo even if the Balabayas ushers Malakid es Hapeh. Rashi Bav Metzia does not explain that one. Rashi Bav Metzia goes out of his way to explain that it can't be talking about the Balabayas usher. She says, Mishalikid es Hapeh, Odom Ba'alma She'eno Bal Sodin. She really should say She'eno Bal Hasodin. Right? Odom Ba'alma, Stam and Odom. He's not the Balasada. The Iba Balasada, Lo Omer Rebbe Elezer Zocha. Rebbe Elezer wouldn't say Zocha by the Balasada. The Lekala Memer Migu the Zochila Nafshein. Rebbe Elezer would admit that by the Balasada, you can't say Migu. Dafilo hu ani muzahu shalolo lake peh misada shalom. Kedam b'shita schulim. Lo salake la'ani lahazir ani al shalom. Rebbe Elezer dashins lo salake la'ani lahazir ani al shalom. So even he would say by Balabayas Asher, if the balabayas, if the malakid is the balabayas, so then we can't say migu. Right? If migu is what? Migu di boy mafkir leila nifsev is the chazi lein. Umigu di zachel nafshe zachel nam lechabre. There's no migu di zachel nafshe if he's the balabayas of the field. Lahazirani el shalom means that the balabayas has to leave pay for someone else. So Zav Rashi and Bav Metzia must be Mishalikir Asapeya means Odom Ba'alma. It's an Odom Ba'alma who's Malakir Asapeya. By him there's a Migul. Right? By him there's a Migul. Let's say he's an Odom Ba'alma Ashir. Rabbi Elazar says Zachalo, that the Odom Ba'alma who's an Ashir who doesn't own the field, he can be Malakir Asapeya for an Ani. And we'll say Trey Migul. We'll say Ibai Mafkale Lenichse V'chazilei. Even though he's an usher, but he can be mafkiz the chasm, then it'll be shy after him. And migul de zachel nafshi zachin amel lechadu will say trei migul. Chacham say that we only say chad migul. We don't say trei migul. So if he would taka an oni me almas, then the chacham would admit it works. But if he's an usher me almas, then it's not going to work. Interesting. Rashi ben Matzias says differently than Rashi in Gittin. What's it talking about? It's talking about balabayas, balabayas usher, the balabayas himself, who's collecting the payers. It's talking about adam ba'alma and usher ba'alma. Seems like a steer in Rashi. No, doesn't it seem like a steer in Rashi? What do you think the answer to that kash is? It's a steer in Rashi. Forget about if other Rishonim can argue with Rashi. Rashi himself seems to be arguing with himself. Right? Rashi Bar Matzi explains differently than in Gittin. How can he do that? How can he do that? What do you think? I think the answer is... Eitan?
It's not Balasada, it's Balabais Ashir, just like a stam Balabais who is rich.
No, but Balabayas, I mean, why would he say Balabayas then? He should say Adam Ba'alma, Shu Asher. Balabayas sounds like he's talking about the Balasada. Woody?
Well, Rashi's not Dafka, and
Balabayas
is just speaking in the context of the Pasuk's talking about the Balasada, but so Dafka, Balabayas.
Is the Pasuk that says La'ani Balagat Tazabazim is talking about the Balasada, that the Mishnah, Mishalikir Asapeya, why is that talking about the Balasada necessarily? But if you see someone who says Zachalo, so. Lahazil Ani Al Shalom, Lachori can't be talking about the Balasada. The Tanel?
The Maram Shif says it's talking about a Stam Balabayas.
Maram Shif says what's talking about a Stam Balabayas?
He says the Gemara is talking about a Stam Balabayas, and the footnote says that this could be Pshat and Rashi.
It's talking about a Stam Balabayas Asher.
And that's why it says Asher.
He's saying, he's basically saying there's no steer at all in the Rashi.
Right, I mean, because otherwise, why doesn't he say Asher? It could have been a Balabayas Ani.
So why does he have to say Balabayas?
Stam guy.
Balabatim. That's a Yiddish. That's not Rashi. Rashi didn't speak Yiddish. He spoke French, but I don't think he spoke Yiddish.
Balabatim,
you mean
the people that have the money?
No comment. Shiv says that, yeah. I'm not familiar. It's a big chiddush to say it like that. I mean, it certainly solves the problem, but it's not the Pasha Pshat. It's the Pasha Pshat. Where's the man of Shif? You gotta find it. Who's the man?
I'm the first one to do Bezim
now. Oh, wow, you found it already. Pretty good. I'm still searching. Who's Bezim now? Okay. Beniga the Zakhle and Anafshi, the Ari the Balabayas, and Malakit Peya the Soda Achim. Ari the Balabayas and Malakit Peya the Sada Achim. He doesn't learn like that in Rashi here. Quotes Rashi in Bav Metzia, right? The beer on the bottom. I'm not sure if the Maram Shif wrote this beer. Right? He says, Migu the Zakhil and Afshe, the Ari the Balabayas and Malakit Peya the Sada Achim. That's why the Migu the Zakhil and Afshe kicks in. So in the parish, he says, "Kain huva beperish Rashi bebav metzia daftes." The Balabayas lo shayach migud azachle nafshi daf ani muzer al shalom. Ayin sham bedivir agon b'mashe higanu shom. He's not learning that Rashi here is understanding like that, right? Is it, no.
It was the reason we looked at the Maram Shif is because the potters and tzionim in the back of the kovitz.
I don't have a goz for tzionim over here.
No, the bag is in the kovitz.
In the kovitz?
In the kovitz. Or if it's unum in the back.
It's not flash. It's with the kovitz. Or if it's unum, ah. What's this? Or if it's unum. Oh, he's giving pshat and rashi. This sefer is giving pshat and rashi. Okay, I hear. I'm not sure it's Mukher. Ram Shift does not say that. I don't think he's pushing that into Rashi. He's saying Rashi, but Metziah says like that. So he explains the Gemara, the Pashup Shad of the Gemara. Just one second. It's going to work in very nicely with what I'm about to tell you. Yeah.
Maybe Rashi and Gittin is going to leave with the Chacham. We don't hold the drush of the Pasuk is that he can collect his own.
He's explaining what Mishalikid Esapeya means. Rebbe Lezer has a shita in that. Couldn't be going only Alibid the Chacham, because then it wouldn't be according to all the Tanan in the Mishnah. Menashe.
Maybe Rashi's going only before.
Like there are two days over here. Machlokas Samaron, right? Rav Chista learns that the Machlokas Tanam has nothing to do with Migul. Right? That the Machlokas Tanam has nothing to do with Migul. It's a Machlokas with a Tovis V'Bachov Makam Shechav L'Chaim Kano or not. So within that, Rashi's explaining Balabayas Usher. Right? If you don't need the Migul, you don't need Migul to Zach L'Nafshi, Zach L'Nafshi, Zach L'Nafshi, so then Rebbe Lezer might hold. What? Rebbe Lezer might hold Zochalo, because he holds Tovis L'Bachov Makam Shechav L'Chaim Kana. It's a different halacha. It's nothing to do with Migul. In a Chanami, he can't be Zochalo for himself, but so what? Right? The posh of the case is you can't be zochel for yourself either because you're not a balchov. There are two, three people that the lova owes, but he doesn't owe you any money. So if you're not a balchov, you don't have the ability to be zochel for yourself. Right? So if you hold tovis the balchov makam shachab lachem kona, then the reason why you can be kona is not because migud the zochel and nafshi zochi nami lachem. So Rashi at this point, Rashi and Gittin is explaining at the beginning of the sugya. Rav Chista wants to say the Machlokas Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim about Mishalik and Asapei relates to Tovis of Achav Makam Shechav L'Chayim. So at that stage in the Gemara, it has nothing to do with Migu. So then Taka makes sense. The Poshup Shad is we're talking about the Baal HaSodeh. That's the Poshup Shad. Right? You want to jump in and say, oh, it's Dafka Adam Ba'alma. That's a Chiddush. Right? Why should I limit it to Adam Ba'alma? Let's say it's talking about the Baal HaSodeh. So Rashi Tak over here explains Kipshuta. It's talking about Balasada, because he's going to feed the beginning of the Gemara. Rav Papa, who introduces Migud Zachar Nafi, Zachar Nafi Lechavri, Ula in Bav Metzia, who holds the Machlokas Tanaim is about Migu. So if it's about Migu, you're assuming Migud Zachar Lenafshe. Then, if in that case, Rebbe Lezer could not be talking about Balabais Asher, he has to be talking about Adam Ba'alma, because Migud Zachar Lenafshe doesn't apply by Balabais Asher. Migud Zachar Lenafshe doesn't apply by Balabais Asher. That's the Maram Shif. The Maram Shif is on, as you said, it's on Yud Beis on the Aleph. It's on this the part of the Gemara that talks about Migu. That's like the Gemara above Metzia. Right? If you're saying Rebbe Lezer Shita is based on Migu Dezach Lenafshe, so then it must be talking about Balabayis who's Malakit Besada Achem. Because if it's Balabayis who's Malakit Besada Shalom, there is no Migu. And that's the beer. The beer quotes Rashi above Metzia. That's a different beer, right? That's Ula, Rav Papa, that's your base. That's not Rav Chista. It's not Rav Chista. Rashi is going in the beginning of the Gemara. Right? Rav Chista's pshat. So there, he's free to say it's even talking about the Balabais Asher. So this is what the Beis HaLevi wanted to suggest. Beis HaLevi in a tshuva, Chela Gimel, Simon Mem Dalet, he says that Rashi is talking according to different Amoraim. It's not a steer in Rashi. Not a steer in Rashi. He's talking according to different shitas. If Migud Zachar Nafshi is shayach, so then, right, if that's Rebbe Lezer's shita, that's what it's based on, so then you can't be talking about Balabayis Asher. You must be talking about someone else. But if we're assuming Rebbe Lezer holds Tovis B'Achav Makam Shechav L'Chaim Kona, so then you're free to say, even if Migud Zachar Nafshi doesn't apply, nevertheless, he can be Zocha. So then you could be talking with that shita. You could be talking even within Balabayis Asher. Even if he's Balasada. Balasada, the Balabayis is the Balasada who's an Asher. Okay, that's in terms of the internal workings of the Rashi, that there's no steer within the Rashi. But comes the Rash, come the Rosh and the Rash and Peya, and they assume what? They assume, now what are we talking about? They assume like Rashi and Gittin. Right? The Rash is a more complicated read, so I gave you the Rosh a little bit easier. What does the Rosh say? Russian Peya. On that Mishnah, quote from Achogas Tanoi, he's going on the Rash, right? The Rosh is on the side of the Mishnayis. the Rash Mishantz, Rabbeinu Shimshi Mishantz, is explaining there. So the Rosh is V'chayni Reli. The Mafkin say Gam Osa Sada Mufkeres V'yochol Lustos Bala Atzma. He says even the Bala Sada himself, if he's Mafkin his Nechasin, right, he'd be able to be Zoche in it for himself. Right, Migud Zoche L'Nafshe, right, he could be Zoche L'Nafshe for himself. So that could be Rebbe Lezer Shita. Rebbe Lezer holds that Migud Zoche L'Nafshe Zoche Nami L'Chav, right, even the Balabayas Oshir, right, even the Balabayas Oshir, if he's Mavgis Nachosim, so then he'd be Yochel Lizkos La'atzmo, even Ba'osa Soda Hamufkes. Lahazir Ani Al Shalo would not apply to that Soda. Once it's Hefker, so then it's okay. And that's what the Rash is saying. The Rosh is on the Rash. Right? He's saying, I agree with the Rash that if the Bala Soda is Mafker is Nechosim, so then Taki would be able to be Zoche. Afilu Mishalo. So he's interpreting what? Rebbe Lezer is saying Zochalo, even if it's talking about the Bala Sada. Right? The Rash and the Rosh and Peri are saying that Rebbe Lezer could hold Zochalo, even if it's talking about the Bala Sada himself. Now, this sounds like Rashi and Gittin, but it's not quite Rashi and Gittin. He really argues with the Rashi. Because think about it. What's he saying? He's straddling both sides of the fence. The Rosh is saying Rebbe Lezer holds Zochalo, that he can be Zocha for the Ani, even if he's the Bala Sada himself who was Mafke, but why is he able to be Zohar for the Ani? He explains. He's able to be Zohar for the Ani if he's Mafke's Nechasim. So he's able to be Zohar for the Ani because he has the ability to be Mafke's Nechasim, because you can say a Nigel. Right? That's how the Rosh seems to be learning. Rebbe Lezer holds Zohalo because you could say Migu. Migu, he could be Mafke's Nechasim, and Migu the Zohar Lenafshi, he could be Zohar Nami Lechavri as well. That's not Rashi. It's not Rashi in Gittin nor Rashi in Bav Metzias. Somewhere in the middle, right? He's learning that the case of Mishalikid Asapeya is like Rashi in Gittin. Mishalikid Asapeya is talking even about the Bala Sada, but not because he assumes Rebbe Lezer holds Tovus Abachol Makar Shechav Lachem Kana. Right? He seems to be saying the reason why the Bala Sada himself could collect the Peya is because he could be Mafkir's Nechasim, and then it's Shayach to him. Because he could be Mafkir's Nechasim, and then it's Shayach to him. Right? The Migu Shayach to him. Once he's Mafkir's Nechasim, then he could be Zochel Lanafshi, Migu Zochel Lanafshi, Zochi Nami Lechante. So why don't Rashi understand like that? Right? If the Rosh and the Rash are willing to say Rebbe Lezer can hold Zochelo, even by Balabayas, Balasada himself, because once he's Mafkir's Nechasim, then he can be Zoch in this field. He's not the Balasada anymore. Right? He's not the Balasada anymore. Lahazir Ani Al Shalom means the Ani, if he owns the field. But somehow he's an Ani. He doesn't have enough Nechasim, so he can collect like a Chikhupe, collect Matnas Aniyim. So he can't collect from his own field. Okay. But if he's Mafkir his field, the field doesn't belong to him. Eshem and Kenzaga, that he can collect from the field. That's how the Rosh is learning. Right? The Balasada owned the field, but now that he's Mafkir the field, Lahazirani al Shalom doesn't apply to the Balasada anymore. That's how the Rosh and the Rash are learning. So why didn't Rashi learn like that? Right? That would have been a simple pshat. Right? Rashi could learn, Rashi above Metzia could have learned that we're talking about the Balasada. Why did he have to go out of his way, but Dafka to say we're talking about Adam Ba'alma, not the Bala Sada, because the Bala Sada is Muzer Al Shalom. He's Muzer Al Shalom. He's not Mafkir's Nechosim. The Belezer is going with Migu. Migu di boy Mafkir Leila Nichsei. So if he's Mafkir's Nechosim, it's not Shalom. It's not Shalom. Lahazirani Al Shalom doesn't apply. It's like a pella. Why couldn't Rashi explain like that? Rashi was bothered with something. Couldn't explain like that. The Rosh and the Rash feel that you can't explain. You can explain your Belezer with Migu, and nevertheless, it'll work for Bala Sada. So what's the answer for Rashi? So comes the Ritvan Bav Metzia, and he suggests a vote. Ritvan Bav Metzia has a yesod within Rashi. We have to understand what the Ritva is saying, but but he has a fundamental yisod. Let's see. Let's see what the Ritva says about this. This is in the packet on page 2. If you have it, please look on Ritva. He quotes the Machlokes Rebbe Elazar and the Chacham, then he says, Pirush Rashi, Demari Shamalaket Eino Bal Asodah. Quotes Rashi in Bavitzi. This is the Ritva in Bavitzi, so he quotes Rashi dutifully. V'hainu da'aminan de'ilu mafka l'nirsay chaz yileh. V'hiba bal asodah, filu hu oni, lo chaz yileh. V'akayim alon sha'afa oni muzer al shalom. The Ritva quotes the Rashi and he explains. So this is what Rashi says himself. That the bal asodah is muzer al shalom. But Tosfos dochu raya'zu. Zochu Ritva, Tosfos didn't like the raya. Danan hochi amina di boy mafke nichsei v'sod ezu b'chval ha'efke v'shuven ha'muzer alei lo hochi chaz yalei. Tosfos says, who's Tosfos? The Rash Mishantz, one of the Balei Tosfos. The Rash Mishantz is docha. The Rosh is docha. They say, what kind of a raya is that? It could be talking about Bala Soda once he's mafke, so he's not muzer. It's not shalom. He's muzer al shalom, but if it's not shalom, there's no problem. If it's not shalom, there's no problem. Frek the Ritva, Ava bishamu sham afka kamal amachar hishkim abotzu chay v'peya. The Ritva is a kasha. Ritva is a kasha that you see from the Gemara in Bava Kama. A mafka kama, let's say a person has a karen. Right? So he's chayiv in some matnas aniyim in a karen. Right? Let's say he's chayiv in peya. Chayiv in peya in a karen. But his mafka is karen. Once you mafka the karen, there's no chiyuv of peya. No chiyuv of peya on hefka. Right? The peya itself is hefka. It can't be mafka hefka. Once it's hefka, so then since yad aniyim v'yad balabayis shava, everyone's yad is shava, so there's no chiyuv of peya on hefka. So zok the gemara, mafka karmo, at that point there's a ptur of hefka. There's a ptur of hefka, there's no chiyuv of peya. But then the next day he gets up and he harvests his kerem. So he gets up and he harvests his kerem. He shows that he wants a bailus in his kerem. The harvesting itself sounds like it's a kinyan, right? He's chosev v'zocha in his field by harvesting the field. So chay v'pey. Zok the Gemara is chay v'pey. Kofim abrais. It's chay v'pey. Why is he chay v'pey? So you would have thought he should be potter and pay. Once he was mafke his field, so now there's a ptur that's been chal in the sada, a ptur of hefke. So once the ptur has been chal, how can he be chozev? How can he be chozev meschayev? But he's chozev meschayev and pay. Why? Why should be chozev meschayev and pay? Why should he be chozev meschayev and pay? You just told me, right, Zokter Rifa, you just told me that lahazir ani al shalom is only if he was not mafke the nechosim. Right, he could be mafkir as nechosim, and the sada would be bechlal hefker, and then he's not muzer shalom. Once he's mafkir the nechosim, then he's not muzer shalom. So why is he chayev there in the case in Bava Kama? So the answer is pretty obvious. So zokter Ritva, hosim ulufish chosav zochabo. He's the balabayas now. There was a ptur, but he's the balabayas now. The kan shelo chosav zochabo ain't a muzer olav. If he's not chozav azocha, so then he's not muzer olav. So zok the Ritva, Tosfos is docha Rashi. Rashi says Rebbe Elazar could only be talking about Adam Ba'alma, not the Baal HaSadah, because the Baal HaSadah is muzer shalom. Comes the Rashi Mishans, come the Baal HaTosfos, they say, no, nothing doing. Right? Once he's mafkas no chosav, so then it's not shalom. He's not muzer on that. So what's Rashi going to say? So zok the Ritva, I'll tell you what Rashi says. V'nirali ki Rashi sover the gzeras ha'kosav hi. Rashi holds that the Gzeras HaKosov applies la'olam void. Once the field is bolach lal peya, so then the balabayas is muzer al shalo, he can never collect from this pay. The mafka karmel ulamocha hishkim abatzu shuras hadin shei patam in apeya. The hefka patam in apeya. El the kosov rachmana tazuv yisera ke the isav aperek hagozel. Lahazhiro, Xerasa Kosovi, Shalol Afkir Torah's Peya, Hachanami Loshna. What does Ritva say? He says the Yisod in Rashi is that once there's a Chiyuv of Peya, once the Baal HaSod is Muzer HaShalom, once he can't collect his own Peya, so that Chiyuv stays La'olam Vod. There's a Tazov Yisera, there's an extra Pasuk of Tazov. The extra Pasuk of Tazov teaches me once the Chiyuv of Peya kicks in, once the Chiyuv of Peya kicks in, it's not going to leave. It's not going to leave. There's an extra tazuk to teach me that it's easy to create a chiyuv of peyam. It's easy to create a chiyuv of peyam. So after Ritva, there are two examples where it's easy to create a chiyuv of peyam. One is the Gemara Bava Kama. Right? Mafka Kama Lamacha Hishkim Ubatsu is chai bepeyam. So you would have assumed that once the ptur is chal, right, once he's mafker is nachasim, so hefker is potum in a peyam, once the ptur is chal, then the chiyuv can't be chal. Chiyuv peyam can't be chal anymore. He's mafker in nachasim. So even if he's chosim is ochel, there's no chiyuv anymore. The tfuah grew. So there should be a chiyuv of peyam. The chiyuv of peyam is going to kick in b'shas kitzira. So once he was mafker is nachasim, there can be no chiyuv of peyam that's kicking in. There's a ptur now. There's a ptur of hefker that's potum in a peyam. So you would think that there's no chiyuv. Kamashul and Taz of Yisera, that tells me that you can have a chiyuv of peyam kick in, even though there was a ptur. Right? The ptur is going to fall away. Right? Once he's chosev zocha and then he's kotze, that ktsira is going to be mechayiv and peyam. And that's learned, Dr. Gemara Bavakama, that's learned from a Taz of Yisera. Comes here at Ritva and says, Rashi understands that Taz of Yisera not only is mechayiv peyam in that case, where even though the ptur of hefker was chal, it's not chal. You can be chosen mischayiv and pay if you're chosen mizocha. So by the same token, Tazuk Yisera is going to teach me. Is going to teach me that even if the balabayas were right, even if the balabayas were muzer al shalom, right? Tazuk Yisera is going to teach me that just like the balabayas is muzer al shalom when he owns the field, even if he's mafkir the field, he's still muzer al shalom. Tazuk teaches me that there's a chiyuv of peyah even where you would think that there's a ptur. Right? Even where you would think there's a ptur. Meaning, even by hefker, where there was a ptur that was chal, the Tazuk Yisera is going to say that the chiyuv is going to kick in once again if the Baal Asad is chosev ezochabal. And Tazuk Yisera is also going to create, right? Tazuk Yisera is going to tell me that there's a chiyuv for the Baal Asad, right? To give the pay. He's muzer al shalom. Even if he's mafkir as nechassim. Again, you would think that the hefker patas, no, Tazuk Yisera is going to tell me that he's muzer al shalom even if he's mafkir as nechassim. That's the Pshat Rashi. The Rash, the Bali Tosfos, the Rash wanted to say that once he's mafkir as nechassim, then he's not muzer al shalom anymore. Comes to Ritva and says, no, Tazuk Yisera tells me that despite the fact that it's not shalom, but once there was a chiyuv that kicked in, if the chiyuv kicked in, it's never going to be pakam. The chiyuv kicks in, it's never going to be pakam. That's the Tazuk of Yisera teaches me that it's easy for the chiyuv to be chal. So just like it's easy for the chiyuv to be chal after there was a ptur hefker, so too the chiyuv of the Baal Asad, the Isser of Lahazirani al Shalom, is not going to leave even if the Baal Asad is makir nechassim. That's what Tazuk of Yisera is teaching me according to the Ritva. And that's Pshat and Rashi. This is what the Ritva suggests.
How could Tazuk be teaching us something about a case where you use the ptur hefker? If that's just like a case of kinyan, the guy acquires the field back, and since he started harvesting it, then he's going to be chayv and pay. It seems to kind of just be like it's not really any chiddush to that.
No, but if the tefuah grew, and we know that there's like a dormant chiyuv, right? The chiyuv is going to be chal b'shas ketzira, but now the hefker parts this tefuah from payah, so how can it be chayv and pay? What if a person is zochin the field, a person is calling the field, so now the field is going to be chayiv and peyah. But this tefuah is pakam. But is it new tefuah? Did it grow fresh? It didn't grow fresh. This tefuah was standing on the ground. So if the tefuah is potter, how can it be chayiv? It's only because of taz of yisera. The Gemara Bava Kama says it's the taz of yisera that makes the chayiv. Because if not, the ptur hefker would potter it lo'olam void. Once the ptur is chal in the tefuah, then it should be potter. So by the same token, lahazirani al shalom. The Tazuk Yisera is saying that chiyuv, the chiyuv to leave payah for someone else in your own field, that chiyuv is not going to leave. Even if the Baal Bayis is mafkir's field, that chiyuv is not going to leave. That's the Ritva's Vart. That's the Ritva's Vart. So the question is, what does that mean? What does the Ritva mean to say? What does the Ritva mean to say? What does the Ritva mean to say? So Efshem and Kanzoga, maybe the idea is like this. Reb Kiva Eger, in Chuvis, In Tosfos in Mishnayos, Kiveg on the side of the Mishnayos, Yochanan Boaz, so he has a very important yesod over here on this Mishnah. Kiveg says, "Lanius daiti, tamua the eich shayach loma bazemigo di boy makel nesev lo havi balasadim." Rebbe Lezer says, "Zochelo, But Metzia learns based on Migul. How can you say Migul? How can you say Migul, Reb Kiva Eger S? Hamikol Mokom, B'Shaz Shekotza, whatever the Lashon is, B'Shaz Shekotza, Hayabala Sadev, and Esa Lolito. B'Shaz Ktsira, the Bala Sadev, was not allowed to take it. V'Hazirani Ashalot. U'mabakach Shif Gerata, Hakfar Muzar, B'lo Selakeim. Rebbe Lezer says Zochalo. So how can it be Zochalo? Once Bishar Shekotzar, right? Once Bishar Shekotzar, once he was called to the Tfuah and Bishar Saktira, he was Chayiv. So then how's he going to become Potter, right? If he's Muzer Ashalo, so why should he become Potter later? That's his kasha, Kivega's kasha. What's he saying? He's saying what we keep on saying here, that the Mechayev of Peah is Bishas Ktsira. Right? So his kasha is, once the Balasada was Kotzer, how could it be Rebbe Lezer holds that Zochalo, that he could be Zochah Mehev of the Ani? Once he's Muzer Ashalo, so what? Even if he's Mafkez Nechasim later, it shouldn't matter. The Chiyav is there. The Chiyav is there. Once the Chiyav is Chal, how can he pater himself? How can he pater himself? Once the Chiyav is there, so then he shouldn't be able to be Mafkia that Chiyav. Because the Mechayav of Peah is Bishas Ktsira. So the Mechayav is Bishas Ktsira, so then there's no way to get beyond that Chiyav. The Tosas on Sheishen points out that this is really hinted to by the Yerushalmi. I am a Tosus for Bekiva Ego, Kvaragdima, Vesefer, Mishnas Chacham, Vehevi, Yerushalmi, Perakei, De Peah. Hamocher Sodeo, Achash Yizcha Liktar, Afsha Lokeach, Mafrisha Peah, Afilo Ochi, Ostra, Mocher, Be Peah, Hol, the Himateres, Omrim, Betchil Saktira, Hesu Shalom, Havi Koni Vishalom. Yerushalmi has a different case. Not Hefke, Mechir. Let's say the Balasada started cutting the Peah. Right, he started the Ktsira. And then he's Mocher Sodeu. So he doesn't own the field anymore. So can he collect the payah? He wasn't Mafkiz Nechazim, but he doesn't own the field. Do we say Lahazirani Ashalo applies to him too? Right? He's the Mocher, but he doesn't own the field. Does Lahazirani Ashalo apply? So Dr. Yerushalmi, yes. Yes. Right? Even though it's the Lokeach who's going to be Mafrish payah, it doesn't matter. The Mocher is not able to be Zoch in the payah. Because since Betchilas HaKtsira did belong to him, so the din of Lahazirani Ashalo applies to him. Because the Mechayev of Peah is the Shas Ktsira. If the Mechayev is the Shas Ktsira, so if the Balasada is Chayev to leave the Peah, he can't take it for himself, Lahazirani Ashalo kicks him B'Shas Ktsira, so then it's going to be there, La'olam Vayev, because the Mechayev is there, so you can't patri after there's a Chiyev. Before the Chiyav is kicked in, so then you can pater, but after the Chiyav is kicked in, you can't pater. Because the Mechayev, everything is totally in the Shas Ktsira. So once at the Shas Ktsira, the Balasada owned it, so then how can he be Zocha in the Peah? How can he be Zocha in the Peah? L'chora, the din of Lahazirani Ashalot should apply. And that L'chora is the Svar of Rashi and Bav Metzia. That's what Rashi is saying, that L'Hazirani Ashalo is a function of the Shas HaChiyav. The Shas HaChiyav is the Shas HaKtzira. Just like the Yerushalmi says that if he's Mocher is Nechasim afterwards, still L'Hazirani Ashalo applies. So if he's Mafkir is Nechasim, L'Hazirani Ashalo is also going to apply. That's how Rashi is learning. So what are the Rashi and the Rosh going to say? What are the Rashi and the Rosh going to say? Don't they also agree that the Mechayev is the Shas Ketzir? The Stipler and Bav Metzia want to suggest the following. That the Machlokes Rishonim over here, whether the Isra of Lo Salake La'ani La'hazirani Al-Shalo applies, if he's Mafker after the Shas Ketzir, it's a function of how you understand what the Isra Lo Salake La'ani means. Right? What the Isra Lo Salake is doing. Why is there an Isser? Why is there a Din Lahazirani Al Shalom? Rashi understands that the Isser Lo Salakit is coming to be Mechazek the Yaseh. It's coming to be Mechazek the Yaseh La'ani V'Lager Tazav Osa. The Isser Lo Salakit La'ani is coming to be Mechazek the Yaseh. That's the Tazav Yaseh. Right? That's what the Ritva was saying. That the Tazav How's it an assay? So to be mechazik, then I say there's a lav los lach the honey. You dafka have to leave it for the aniyim. So since the mitzvah of tazav osam kicks in b'shas tzira, with kiveegas yisod, since the mechayev of peya, the mitzvah of tazav osam kicks in b'shas tzira. So the mitzvah of tazav osam kicks in b'shas tzira, and los lach la'ani is coming to be mechazik, the mitzvah of tazav osam. So los lach la'ani kicks in b'shas tzira, and it's a function of the shas tzira. So if he's the balasad of b'shas tzira, so just like the mitzvah's tazav. Kicks in Mishas Katsira, the Issa, Lo Salaket La'ani, is going to kick in Mishas Katsira as well. And then one, so once it kicks in, it's not going to be Paka. It has to be there. That's how Rashi understood, like the Ritva. That Lo Salaket La'ani, the Issa of Lo Salaket, is coming to be Mechazik the Asay. So whenever the Asay kicks in, that's when Lo Salaket kicks in. So if the Tazov is a function of the Shas Katsira, the mitzvah to leave Peya, the mitzvah Asay to leave Peya is a function of the Shas Katsira, so the Issa, Lo Salaket La'oni is also going to kick in b'shas k'tzira. So b'shas k'tzira is a balabayas and he's not able to be malakit for himself. So then that isser is going to stay la'olam void even if he's mafkiz nechasim afterwards. What are the Rash and the Rosh going to say? Rash and the Rosh must learn differently. That lo salake la'oni, right? That the isser is not a function of tazav. Right? The din of lo salake la'oni is not coming to be mechazik the asim. No, it's a din. Right? It's a din that a person who's an oshir legabi this tavua, someone who's an oshir legabi this tavua, is not able to be malakit this tavua. It's a separate halacha. There's a mitzvah of tazav osam, but there's also a din lo salakit la'ani, that the ani is muzra shalo. Thus, night, that means that a person who's an oshir vis-a-vis this tavua, who's the oshir vis-a-vis this tavua? The bal asad is the oshir. He doesn't have to be an oshir per se, he could be an ani. But if he's an usher vis-a-vis this tfua, the Torah says, don't collect this tfua. Don't collect the tfua. It's for someone else. That's the halacha. It's not coming to be mechazik, the mitzvah saseh of tazav. No, it's an independent halacha. That someone who's an usher vis-a-vis this tfua, someone who's the bala sada vis-a-vis this tfua, is an issa for him to collect the payah for himself. So if that's the nature of the issa, when does that issa kick in? Right? When does that issa kick in? If the issa lo salakeit is a separate issa, so then lechora it's a function of what? The shas lakita, not the shas ketzira. Right? It's that the balasada is not able to be malakeit. If he's an osher vis-a-vis the tfua, so he shouldn't be malakeit, that's tfua. That's not a function of the shas ketzira. The tazov is a function of the shas ketzira. The chi of peya is a function of the shas ketzira. But if lo salakeit la'ani is an independent issa, so then that issa kicks in b'shas lakita. That if he's an osher vis-a-vis this tvua, so then there's an issa for him to collect this tvua. It's not a function of the shas ketzira. It's not a function of the mitzvah saseh. If it's not a function of the mitzvah saseh, then it's going to kick in only b'shas lakita, b'shas lakita when he collects the tvua. So therefore, as long as he's mafka his nechasim after the shas ketzira, then lahazirani ashalo won't apply to him. It's all a function of when the critical moment is. If the critical moment is b'shas ketzira, so as long as he's the balasad of b'shas ketzira, so then lahazir ani ashalo will apply to him. If lo salakit la'ani is a din in not being able to be malakit the tvor that you're an usher for, right? If you're the balasad of b'shas lakita, so that's a function of the shas lakita alone. So as long as he's mafkas nechazim before the shas lakita, so then maybe hitaka would be able to collect the pay. So that could be the machlokas arishon. The real machlokas are rishonim over here, whether Rabbi Elezer, who says zochalo, could be talking about the balabayas, who's collecting from his own field, the balabayas oshu, who's collecting from his own field. We can rely on the migus, right or not? The question is whether the isser of lo salake la'ani is that a function of the mitzvah saseh of tazov, or is that an independent isser? If it's an independent issa, then it's a function of the shas lakita, whereas if it's a function of tazo, then it might be dependent on the shas ketzira. Yami?
Shas lakita is the end of harvest?
Shas lakita means when you're collecting the peya. When you collect the person who cuts the peya after the ketzira, after the harvest. The ketzira is what the balabayas does. The way peya works is that the balabayas cuts down the tefillah from the field, and what he leaves in the field, that the aniyim collect. So the shas lakita is when they collect the pay. The shas ketzira is when the balabayas is harvesting what he takes for himself. Noah.
When you say that it's like the gather, meaning that pay is shayach to him, like the mamash olam moed, or meaning it was according. It sounds like from the Kibbutz is only in accordance with that katsira. So meaning, if, I'll say for example, for the next year, you would not be shayach to him. But
not shayach. Yeah, it's a totally because it's different katsira. No, lahazir ani al shalom means the payah that's there in the field now. The payah that's standing there now is not going to be there next year. It's going to rot if you leave it in the field, right?
For a future payah.
Right, lahazir ani al shalom means for this ktsira. For this ktsira, lahazir ani al shalom kicks in b'shas ktsira. If he's the bala sada, then and we say that lo salake is coming to be mechazik the asay of tazo. So if he has the mitzvah asay b'shas ktsira, then that is a lahazir ani al shalom that's going to kick in. B'shas k'tzira, the payer of this k'tzira, he's the balasada, so he's not going to be able to collect that payer. Next is a different k'tzira. So if it's a different k'tzira, then it's a different halacha. Zach?
How do the Rosh and Rav read this more Yerushalmi?
That's a problem, right? The Yerushalmi sounds like it's a function of the k'tzira, right? What's the Yerushalmi talking about? I don't know what to say about the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seems to be saying Lo Salake Le'oni is a function of the Shas Katsira. So it sounds like Lo Salake is coming to be Mechazik the Mitzvah Seif Tazel. You're right. The Yerushalmi is going to be Shver. Right? Yerushalmi, the Tosas Anche Hashem, the Yerushalmi is Shver according to the Rashi and the Rosh. It's true. I'm not sure what the answer to that Kashi is. But they have a working svar, right? They're not beholden to the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi talk is against them. But that's what the Bavli is saying. They'll say the Bavli is different, and they're going with the Bavli. Yes?
Is this the whole quote from the Yerushalmi, or is it this understanding of the Tosos Anche Shem? It's understanding Tosos Anche Shem, maybe they understand it differently.
Ad Kan? He's not quoting the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. He has words in there that would not be in the Yerushalmi. But that's... Okay. I mean, if we find another understanding of Yerushalmi, it's different, but it doesn't sound like there are different pshatim in Yerushalmi. But it doesn't matter. It could be the Rosh and the Rosh will explain like the Bavli. The Bavli is not interpreting that way, so he's not the Napa Holden to Yerushalmi. Okay. This could be the Machlokes Rishonim about the understanding of what Mishalikir HaSapay is going on. Okay. Let's go Vayit. I think some of the Talmidim were able to see a little bit in the next sugya. I want to begin the sugya with you today, get to a certain point, and hopefully Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow. What does the Gemara say? Okay, we're now finally moving on. Baruch Hashem, we really did justice to this sugya. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah quoted Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim of Machlokes whether Shichra Avodim is a schus or not. Can the Odom be chozibo if he says ten shtar shichra zela avdi, and then ratz alachza, can he be chozeba by shtar shichra? Rabbi Meir says he can't. It's a chov, and chov lotus lobefanav. Chacham says zochem lotus lobefanav. It's a schus. It's a schus. Yeah. Why is it a schus? So the Mishnah says, right? Zochem lotus shlobefanav, and chov lotus lobefanav. Shin yitzes shlolozenes avdi rashoyim, shlolozenes ishto ena rashoyim. The Chachamim split between Gerisha and Shtar Shechur. They hold that Gerisha Taka is a Chov. Gerisha is a Chov, but Shtar Shechur is a Schus. Why? Because the Adon has to be Zonis Ishto. He has to provide Mezonis for his wife. But he doesn't have to provide food for his Eved. He doesn't have to be Zonis Eved. Shem Yirtze Shelo Lozen Es Avdu Rashay Veshelo Lozen Es Ishto Ene Rashay. Okay, then the Mishnah gets into Truma. Let's leave the Truma out. We'll get there Mitzvah Shem. So the first point of the Chachamim is that there's a difference between Isha as opposed to Eved Kneini, Legabim Mezonos. Right? Legabim Mezonos. That the Odon has to give Mezonos to his wife, but he doesn't have to give Mezonos to the Eved. It's up to Gemara Zon. Gemara Daf Yibezim Adal. She'im Yitzah Shlolos Nechulim. Shamet Mino Yofla Rav Lomel Eved Asayim Mi Ve'eni Zanchan. Comes the Gemara and says that clearly the Chachamim are assuming that the Odon can demand Masi Adayim, he can demand that the Eved Kanani should work for him, but he's not going to provide him his own self. That's mamish what the Mishnah says, the Chora. No, Shem Yirtzeh Shlolozen Es Avdu Rashay, right? Asei Mi Ve'eni Zancha, you work for me, give me Masi Adayim, give me the proceeds of your work, and I'm not going to feed you. That's what the Mishnah seems to imply. As other Gemara, no. Hachamai Eskin Adamalei Tzei Masi Adecha Limzono Secha. Says the Gemara, no, maybe Taka the Odon can't say Asem Iva any Zamcha. We're talking about a case where he tells the Eved, go support yourself. You go do work, take from the Masi Adayim, and you'll be Zan yourself. You'll take Mazonas from the Masi Adayim that you make. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. That it's a schus for the Eved to be Yotze L'Cheiris because the Odon doesn't have to support him. Can the Odon say that he doesn't want to give him Mazonas, he doesn't want to give him food, even if he takes them out of Adayim anyway? Maybe not. Maybe he doesn't have to give him Mazonos if he gives the Masi Adayim to the Eved. He lets the Eved keep his own Masi Adayim. But there's no raya from here that the Rav can say, the other can say, Asemi ve'eni zamcha. Azoy vayit, so far that he can take the Masi Adayim and say he's not going to support the Eved, he's not going to give him his own. That far, maybe the Mishnah is not telling. It's Dr. Gemara, but just one second. The Chachamim are setting up a contrast between Eved Kenani and Isha. Eved Kenani is a chos and Isha is a chof. Eved Kenani, the Adon doesn't have to give his zonos to, but the Isha does have to give his zonos to. The fact that Gemara, the Kavasecha, by Isha, Damal Atzimas Yodecha, Bim Zonosecha, if he told the woman, you go do your work, you get my Siyadayim and support yourself, Isha, am I low? Right? Well, why can't you do that? The Eved and the Isha are the same. Right? If it's Tzimas Yodecha, Bim Zonosecha, so the Eved, Kenani, and the Isha are the same, let them get the Siyadayim, they'll support themselves, so he doesn't have to give his zonos to his wife either. So then it should be a chus. Kedisha should be as chus then. Zokta Gemara, no. Isha bidlo sofka. We're talking about that the woman can't make enough. The Masi Adayim of the woman is not enough. She needs mezonos. So comes the Mishnah and says, right, that the Baal has to provide mezonos for his wife. Ah, you have a nami bidlo sofik. But it has to be parallel. So if the Eved doesn't provide, so shouldn't the other have to provide for the Eved too? No. Zokta Gemara, Avdad and Hom Karse. Lo shavi lamari lamarte lamai mitvoy. An Eved Kenani that can't produce, can't have Masi Adayim to produce even for his own belly, what's he worth to the Adon? Meaning, if the Adon says, Se Masi Adecha b'mzon asecha, and the Eved doesn't provide enough for himself, so the Adon is potter from giving him his own. By the Isha, if she doesn't provide enough from her Masi Adayim for his own, so then the Baal has to feed her. But if the Eved doesn't produce enough, so then the Adon doesn't have to feed him. Because what worth is the Eved to his Adon if he can't even provide for his own mezonos? This is the back and forth of the Gemara. Okay, so initially the Gemara thought that from the Mishnah we can derive that the Rav, the Adon, can say Asemi Veni Zamcha. The Gemara says, no, maybe we're talking about that he told the Eved, Tzimas Yodecha B'mzon Asecha, provide for yourself. And in such a case, with low suffix, if he doesn't provide enough, there's a chiluk between Isha as opposed to Eved. Okay. This is the first chiluk of the Gemara. So let's try to understand what the Gemara is saying over here. And initially, at the beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara thought that from the Mishnah we can derive that the Adam can tell the Eved, Asei mi ve'eni zamcha. Asei mi ve'eni zamcha. What Eved? Who Eved? We're talking about an Eved Kenani. The first thing that you have to realize is, obviously, we're not talking about an Eved Ivri, we're only talking about Eved Kenani. There's no question that the Adon cannot tell an Eved Ivri, Asem Mi Ve'eni Zamcha. There's no Havami. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama points out, on the Pei Zayin Amadeis, Afilu Laman Da'amar Yochel HaRab Lomel Eved Asem Mi Ve'eni Zamcha Hani Mili Be'eved Kenani Da'amar Lei Ovid Avidita Kula Yoma Ulu Urta Zil schar ve'echol. By an Eved Kenani, the Adon could say, you do work for me. I want the Masi Adayim from your work. You do that by yom, and l'urta, balayla, go around and collect stokah. Right? Rashi there says, schar savei ve'echol chazor lapsochim. Collect stokah, b'chazor lapsochim, you get stokah. I want your Masi Adayim, and I'm still not going to give you mazonos. Avul Eved Ivri is up to Gemara. The Chsiv Gitov lo imach, imach b'maychal, imach b'mishte, lo. By an Eved Ivri, you can't do that. By an Eved Ivri, you have to provide. Gitov lo imach, it has to be good for him. Imach with you, imach b'maychal, imach b'mishte. Whatever you eat, he eats. Whatever you drink, he drinks. Right? The Gemara Kedushin says Kalakona Eved Ivri, Kilukona Adam laatzma. Right? You have to treat an Eved Ivri properly. And right? You have to treat him as well as you. Even better than you, right? If you only have one pillow, the Eved Ivri gets your pillow. So there's no question that by an Eved Ivri there's no possibility of saying Asemi Veni Zamcha. Dafka by an Eved Kenani. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Le'eved. Shamet mino yochel harav loma le'eved. Kanai. Well, what's Rashi here? We know that. The Mishnah is talking about Eved Kanai. No, Rashi's emphasizing that there's no havamin if you say, Asemi veni zancha to an Eved Ivri. It's only for an Eved Kanai that there's a havamin. Okay, that's point number one. What does the Shita mean? Right, there's this day that holds that the Odom can say to his Eved Kanai, Asemi veni zancha. Shamet mino, from the Mishnah you see Asemi veni zancha. Why would it be permissible for the Odom to demand Masi Yadayim from his Eved Kanai and not provide mezonos for the Eved Kanai? What do you think? What do you think? What's the svar? What's the svar? What's the svar? What's the svar? Yes, Eitan. Because other people could provide for him. That's the fancy svar. That's not my point of departure. Right, we mentioned, okay, that's what the Gemara Baba Kama sort of alludes to, right? You work for me by day, and then by night, bichoz rel apsochem. It's not just the Gemara Baba Kama. Who mentioned that? Even if you didn't see the Gemara Baba Kama. Rashi says that, right? Rashi alludes to that too, but it's not Rashi a lot. He knew the Gemara Baba Kama. Right? Asei mimalocha ve'eni zamcha ela chazor al apsochem. Okay, so Eitan says, chazor al apsochem, he can get from some other source. Before that, what's the simple understanding of this sheet? We're going to try to understand what's the machlokas over here. There's one day that says asemi ve'eni zancha, right? The other can say to the Eved Kanai asemi ve'eni zancha, and then the Gemara rejects that and says no, maybe Taka you can't say asemi ve'eni zancha, but here he's telling the Eved you provide for you get your own ma'aseh yadayim, you do your own work, and from the ma'aseh yadayim you'll get mezonos. So what's the machlokas? What's the svara of these two sheets? So if you were to ask me, I'd say the man de Amar asemi ve'eni zancha, tuvia?
I was going to say, maybe the Eved is just considered property. So.
Exactly. He's property. He's like Shora v'chamor. He's not an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, imach b'maychal, imach b'mishta. The Eved Kanaini is just like property of the Adon. Right? So if he's property of the Adon, who says the Adon has to feed him? Who says the Adon has to feed him? The resident of Tzar Balechayim, right? Can you just starve your animals? If it's Tzar Balechayim, you can't starve the animals, right? But the Eved does have an out, right? He could get food from other places. He could be Chozer al Apsachim. So he could be Chozer al Apsachim. He could say, there is no Tzar Balechayim, right? So that is just out. So fundamentally, the Man D'Amar who says that the Adam can tell his Eved, Asemi ve'eni zancha, maybe that's based on the fact that the Eved is Kishar v'chamor, his property. So his property, maybe the taket is no chiv on the part of the Adon to provide mizonos for his Eved Kanani. That's the simple pshat. The Rambam doesn't seem to present it that way. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Ilchas Avodim, in Perek Tas Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes like this. The Rambam says, "Yochel Rav Loma LaAvdo Knani Asemi VeEni Zancha." The Rambam passes this way. There's a back and forth in the Gemara, but the Rambam passes Lamaisa that the Adam can say Asemi VeEni Zancha. So it's up the Rambam. Yochel Rav Loma LaAvdo Knani Asemi VeEni Zancha. Eliyela VeYishal Al Apsachim VeYisparnis Menat Stoka SheYisrael Mitzuvin LaHachios HaAvodim Shebeinu. Rambam says that the Adam can say Asemi VeEni Zancha. Rather, he should be Shol Al Apsachim. Should be mispanis menat staka because there's the chiyuv on Klal Yisrael to provide staka for the avodim kanaanim. They have to be mechaya the avodim kanaanim shebeinim. It's quite an interesting statement of the Rambam. And the Rambam seems to say the reason why the Adon can say asemi ben yizachav to his eved kanaani is because there's a chiyuv to give staka to the eved kanaani. Because the Eved Kanaini can be Shaul al Apsachim to collect tzedakah from others, that's why the Adon is not mechuyev to be mefarnes to Ani. He's not mechuyev to give mezonos to the Ani. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. That's not what Rashi is saying. Rashi is not as far as the Rambam. Rashi just said that the Adon can turn to the Eved and say, I'm not going to give you mezonos. Just go ask for people. Go ask people to give you money. He doesn't talk about a chiyuv tzedakah. He says, you know, he can turn to the Eved and say, I'm not going to give you any money. I'm not going to give you mizonos. Go beg. That's all Rashi is saying. Rashi seems to be saying that there's an out for the Eved Kenani. He can go beg. It's not Tzar Bali Chaim to tell the Eved Kenani, I'm not going to give you mizonos, because he can go beg anyway. It's not Tzar Bali Chaim to say I'm not going to give you mizonos, because he can go beg anyway. The Rambam is not saying that. The Rambam is saying that the ability of the Adam to say, I'm not going to give you mizonos, is based on the fact that there's a chiyuv of tzedakah. There's a mitzvah of tzedakah for avadim kananim as well. What kind of strange notion is that? Okay, there's a mitzvah to be mefarnes avadim, a mitzvah to give tzedakah to the avadim, but that's the reason why the Adam can say, aseh mi ve'en yizoncha? That's the reason why he doesn't have to give mizonos? Rav David Pivarsky wants to suggest that maybe from the Rambam you see a totally different impression to this Gemara. The Rambam is saying that according to this Shita, that the Adon can say, Aseh mi ve'en yizoncha, it's true that the Adon doesn't have to give mizonos to the Eved, but at the same time, he can't collect Ma'asi Yadayim either. Meaning he doesn't have a zchus to the Ma'asi Yadayim of the Eved. He can't force the Eved to work if he's not going to provide mizonos to the Eved. Meaning, the mizonos of the Eved have a din kedima, right? The Eved can use the Ma'asi Yadayim, he can use the money that he gets from his Ma'asi Yadayim for his mizonos before he's mechuyev to give the Ma'asi Yadayim to his Adon. The Adon doesn't have a zchus to collect the Ma'asi Yadayim of the Eved unless the Eved is supported, unless he gets mizonos. Right? So the fact that there's a chiyev of tzedakah, the fact that there's a chiyuv of tzedakah that makes it ke'ilu like yesh lo mizonos. The Eved Kenani has mizonos. It's not that the reason why the Adon can say aseh mi ve'en yizoncha is because stam, he just doesn't have a chiyuv to give mizonos to the Eved. No, he really does have a chiyuv to give mizonos to the Eved, because if he doesn't give the mizonos to the Eved, then he doesn't have a zchus to the Ma'asi Yadayim of the Eved. He can't keep the Ma'asi Yadayim of the Eved, he doesn't give the mizonos. So why Taka can he tell the Eved, I don't want to give you mizonos? It's only because the Eved has the potential to be chozer l'psachim. People have a chiyuv to give tzedakah. So if there's a chiyuv to give tzedakah, it's like yesh lo mizonos. If it's like yesh lo mizonos, so then the Adon has a right to the Ma'asi Yadayim of the Eved. So according to this pshat, it's not really that the Adon can tell the Eved, I'm not going to give you mizonos. He really is mechuyuv to give mizonos. But why? Not because he really has a direct chiyuv to give mizonos, but rather because he doesn't have a right take the Ma'asi Yadayim unless the Eved is provided for, unless he has mizonos. But since the Eved can be chozer al psachim, since there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to the avodim, so therefore it's ke'ilu yesh lo mizonos. It's ke'ilu yesh lo mizonos, and if he has mizonos, so then the Adon is able to keep the Ma'asi Yadayim for himself. Okay, that's the second possibility in the sugya. Yes.
It's like a little funny that it's not just that people are providing for the Eved, they're ke'ilu providing for the Adon. Now, if
there
are people providing for the
Adon,
now the
Adon
gets to keep the
Ma'asi Yadayim. It's not that they're providing for the Adon, it's that if it's Yeshlo Mizonos, so then the Adon can say, I want the Ma'asi Yadayim, and the onus is on you to go get Mizonos. Because the Mizonos exist. The onus is on you to get the Mizonos.
Is the Adon Bechlal being a chayv to provide for the Eved?
According to this approach, we're saying it's not that the Adon fundamentally has a chiyuv to provide for the Eved. He only has a chiyuv to provide for the Eved because he doesn't have a zchus to Ma'asi Yadayim unless the Eved is provided for. Which comes first? Right? I mean, clearly, this sheikh is assuming that somehow the Adon doesn't have to provide mizonos for the Eved. But why? Does he not have to provide mizonos for the Eved because stam, the Adon doesn't have the chiyuv to provide mizonos for his Eved Kenani? Well, no. There is a chiyuv to provide mizonos because you don't have a zchus to the Ma'asi Yadayim of the Eved unless the Eved is taken care of. But if you can be chazal psachim, that's called being taken care of. It's yesh lo mizonos. If yesh lo mizonos, then the Adon has a right to the Ma'asi Yadayim.
The Gemara goes to seem to say that the master can only take Ma'asi Yadayim if there's Hadafa.
We're going to get to this. I'm not just declaring a chakira just to, you know, to give you something to think about. Right, we'll see that these two tzadim are a mamash part of the Gemara. Part of the Shaka of Gemara. Yes, we'll see him. It's a shame. Yes.
We know like a person himself can't just be like a tircha and be mefarnes from tzedakah when he doesn't like need to himself. So why is he allowed to do it for his property?
Person himself shouldn't be chozer al psachim if he can provide for himself.
Yeah.
Right, but so you're saying what's the heter for the Adon for the Adon to tell the Eved, you be Mispranis Menetzdaka. The Adon has a right to be Meshabe the Eved, so he wants his Masi Adayim. He's going to get less from the Eved. So is it his responsibility? I mean, that klal applies to the person himself. Right? That klal applies to the person himself. Does it apply to his Eved? Aseh Shabbat Chachol means take less. But if a person taka has nothing, he's allowed to be chozer l'psachim. Right? It's that instead of having a fancy Shabbos meal, he should have less than a fancy Shabbos meal. Right? But there's no statement that if a person doesn't have enough, he can't be chozer l'psachim. So that's what we're saying over here. That the Adon is not mechuyev to provide for the Eved. That's the Eved's business.
Not
the
player, he doesn't have enough money, so
definitely the other doesn't have enough money. The other wants to get the Masi Adayim from the Eved. The Eved's Meshubah to provide Masi Adayim for the other. So the other is not Mechuyev to say, I should give up from the Masi Adayim that I'm going to collect from you because I have to give Mazonos to you. But he'll have to collect Tzedakah? That's his problem. That's not my problem. The other is not Mechuyev to worry about the Eved for that. I mean, he's part of Klal Yisrael, right? He would have to provide Tzedakah. But there are other people who can provide Tzedakah for the Eved. That's not the Adam's business. It's not the Adam's responsibility. Yes?
Why do we have to, does the Rambam have to say that there's a mitzvah in the community to give tzedakah? Based on what we explained, was it Rishmul Pavarsky?
Rav David Pavarsky. Sure, Rizovsky, Rav David Pavarsky. He's got to get the Rosh Hashim in front of him straight.
if we're saying that, according to the Rambam, the Adam can't say, I say, me vein zankah, unless the Eved's provided for, even without there being a mitzvah on the community to give tzedakah to them, Kanani, isn't there, the Eved, can't the Eved still be provided for just based off of the fact they can go around and ask people for money?
He could, but the point of the Rambam is that if there's no Chiyav Tzedakah, so then what gives the Adon the right to say that I want the Masi Adayim? The Eved is not being provided for. That's the whole Vart. That he can only keep the Masi Adayim if it's Yeshul Mezonos. If the Eved has Mezonos. If he doesn't have Mezonah, so then the Adon doesn't have the right to keep the Masi Adayim. So because there's a Chiyav Tzedakah, that's viewed as Yeshul Mezonah. So if there wouldn't be a Chiyav Tzedakah, even if he could go be Chozer L'Psachim, that's not Yeshul Mezonah, because who says he's going to get anything? So that's what the Rambam is saying, no, because there's a Chiyav to give Tzedakah to the Avadim Kananiim, it's Yeshul Mezonah. Once it's Yeshul Mezonah, so then the Adon can keep the Masi Adayim. These are the two approaches. So where do you think we're going? Well, the Gemara says that from our Mishnah, Shmamina, that Yochel Rav Lomel Eved Asemi Ben Yizancha. So what does the Gemara answer? No. We're talking about a case that the Adon said, Sein Masi Adecha Ben Zonosech. So now, what does that accomplish? Now we have to plug it into the two Svaris, right? Two Svaris, why the Adon can say Asemi Ben Yizancha? Depending on how you understand why the other can say Asemi Ben Yizancha, so that will determine what is Tzei Masi Adecha Bim Zonosecha accomplished. Why then, right, if he says you, right, you know what, let's back up a second before we even get there. Shmami no Yochel Rav Lama Levet Asemi Ben Yizancha. So according to the Shita that he can't say that, right, before we get to what Tzei Masi Adecha accomplishes, right? But if we're docha the raya of the Gemara, so what are you assuming? That really the Adon can't say Asemi Ben Yizancha. He has to provide mezonos to the Eved. So why? Why does he have to provide mezonos to the Eved? What's the svar? So depending on how you understand the man da amar Asemi Ben Yizancha will determine how you understand the other shita, that he can't say Asemi Ben Yizancha. If you understand that the man da amar who holds a semi ben yizancha assumes that the Adon is not mechuyev to give mezonos to his eved at all, he's not mechuyev to give mezonos to his eved at all. So the other man da amar that argues could claim that maybe he is mechuyev to give mezonos to his eved. He's mechuyev to give his. Maybe the eved has mamash a tviyas mezonos on the Adon. Now, why does he have the tviyah of mezonos? How can he demand mezonos? So the answer could be. Maybe Le'inyan Zeh, he's not Kesher V'Chamor. He's Kesher V'Chamor in the sense that you can sell him. It's not like an Isha Chalila, right? He's not like an Eved Ivri. You can't sell an Eved Ivri, but you can sell an Eved Knani. There's no question that an Eved Knani is Kesher V'Chamor, Le'inyan Sam in Yonim. But Legabe Zeh, Legabe the Chiyav Mezonos, maybe he's not Kesher V'Chamor. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it, to say that maybe there's a Chiyav for the Adon to provide mizonos for his eved. Maybe he is kashar v'chamor, but nevertheless, the adon is mechuyot to provide mizonos for the eved. Why do you think? Right? If he is kashar v'chamor, why should he have to provide mizonos for his eved? But well, who says that he doesn't have to provide mizonos for kashar v'chamor? Who says he doesn't have to provide mizonos for kashar v'chamor? Maybe for the kashar v'chamor, he also has to provide mizonos. How do you know that? That's the gemara later on at Samach Beis. There's a chiyuv to provide mizonos for one's animals. You first have to provide mizonos for your behemah before you eat. So it's not so clear that there's no chiyuv to provide mizonos for the behemah. Nochamo. So if the manda amr who says asemi veni zoncha assumes that there's no chiyuv to provide mizonos for the eved because he's like kishar v'chamoro. So the Mandamu says that the Odom can't say Asen Yivin Hizoncha, he has to provide Mizonos, so he could hold that maybe there is a Chiyav to provide Mizonos. Either he's not Kishar V'chamor L'Yinzeh, or maybe even if he is Kishar V'chamor, but there's a Chiyav to provide Mizonos for one's behemoth. What's Pshat according to the other Sevarim? Okay, let's try to get this. Let's say the Mandamu Asen Yivin Hizoncha assumes that it's not that the Odom doesn't have to provide Mizonos for the Eved. Right? The man, the Amr, same thing as Amr, doesn't hold that you don't have to provide mizonos for the Eved. You do. Right? But why do you have to provide mizonos for the Eved? Because the Eved has a zchus kedima. He can say, I don't want to give the Masi Yadayim to the Adam. The Adam doesn't have a zchus in the Masi Yadayim if the Eved Kanani is not provided for. Right? If the Eved Kanani is not provided for, so then the Adam doesn't have a zchus in the Masi Yadayim of the Eved. So what's the shita? What's the svar of the shita that holds that the Adon can say Asemi Veni Zoncha? I'm sorry, what's the svar of the shita that holds that the Adon cannot say Asemi Veni Zoncha? That he has to provide mizonos? What's the svar? Kosher, what's the svar? That despite the fact that he can be Chozer Al Apsochim, that's not called Yesh Lo Mizonos. Right? That's not called Yesh Lo Mizonos. Yesh Lo Mizonos means that he has the mizonos, right, from the Masi Yadayim. Right, he can keep the Masi Yadayim. He has to be chozer al pesach. He has to get stocker. Why is that called Yesh Lo Mizonos? Why is that called Yesh Lo Mizonos? Right, the Eved can claim. I want my Masi Yadayim. I want my Masi Yadayim to provide for my Mizonos. Right, it's not that the Eved is saying, I want you to give me Mizonos. No, he can't. Maybe he can't demand Mizonos, but he can say, I want the Masi Yadayim for my Mizonos. I want the Masi Yadayim for my Mizonos. I don't want to be Chozer al Pesachim. It's not Yesh Lo Mizonos. Maybe the Eved can demand from the Adon that I want my Masi Yadayim. It's not that he's demanding Mizonos. He's demanding his Masi Yadayim because the Adon doesn't have a right to the Masi Yadayim if the Eved is a Lo Mizonos. Okay, this is the structure. This is the structure of the Sugya. Two ways to understand the Manda Amar that the Adon can say Asem Yivein Yizoncha to the Eved. And according to each of the approaches, so what's the response? According to the other shita, that the other cannot say asemi ve'eni zancha, what is the response of the Eved? So tomorrow we'll have to understand what does same asyodecha b'mzonasecha accomplish, and hopefully Mitzvah Shem, we're going to plug it into the Lashon of the Gemara. We're going to look at a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about this. We're going to see the Hemshech of the Gemara is also totally in this. There's a lot in the Sugya that's going to be totally in how to understand this Sufik of the Gemara.